Hello everyone, good afternoon. I am Thanos from the University of Manchester, and today I have the pleasure to present you Tornado VM, what is the state of Tornado VM at this moment. And in fact, I want to focus also on a slogan that's very known to everyone, the right ones run anywhere for Java. So I will start with that. So this is a known slogan derived since 90s from Sun Microsystems in a way to advertise that Java language and the JVM in particular, it is a platform that can ensure portability across different CPU instruction set architectures. So the idea is that programmers can run their code, they can compile it once, and it can run transparently on different hardware architectures. However, hardware has changed in the last years. It is evolving, and perhaps this is not sufficient for the new types of hardware resources that are coming. So lately we have GPUs and FPGAs which are coming to complement the power of the CPUs in a way to maximize performance and reduce the energy consumption. These are good, but there is some challenges that are deriving, and these are mainly posed in programmability. So how programmers can harness this power from these resources. I don't know if you have experience with OpenCL and CUDA, but mainly these programming models that have been designed for these hardware types, to get access to these hardware types, they are mainly focused on the C and C++ world. So there are different programming models from different companies like SQL, OneAPI, NVIDIA CUDA, OpenCL, which is a standard that can run on all the devices. And if you have FPGA expertise, then perhaps you can run RTL and Verilog, which is a hardware description language. But this is very low level. And here we're talking about Java, so we want to go high level. So if you are a Java developer, then you use the JVM and you go to the CPU. If you want to have access to these devices, then you need to write your own native interfaces in the JNI and then tap into the C and C++ world. But still, you need to be aware of how these programming models are written. So you need to be familiar with this. And this is exactly the problem that Tornado VM has been designed to solve. So Tornado VM, it is a plugin to existing OpenJDK distributions like Amazon Goretto, Red Hat Mandrel, Azure Zulu, and others. And the way that it is built, it is to enable hardware acceleration in an easy manner. So it offers a Java API, and it has inside a JIT compiler for the hardware devices that I saw in this figure. Our compiler inside, it can automatically translate the Java bytecodes to run on CPUs, multi-core CPUs, GPUs, integrated or discrete GPUs, and FPGAs. And the compiler in the backend, it has three different backend types. It can emit OpenCLC, PTX, which is the assembly for the CUDA for the NVIDIA GPUs, and it has recently also the SpearV backend, which enables to utilize the level zero dispatcher from the OneAPI. So Tornado VM, it is a technology that can be used as a JVM plugin to enable hardware acceleration for JVMs. And some of the key features is that it has a lightweight Java API. It is coded in a platform agnostic manner, so one command can be the same no matter which device it will be executed, the program. And it can transparently at the compile time specialize the code, because the code that it is generated for a GPU, it is completely different from a code that is generated for an FPGA. So regarding the compiler, we have different phases that will be enabled for GPUs and different phases that will be enabled to specialize the code for an FPGA. Our code is available in GitHub. So we encourage everyone who wants to have a look to ForkIt, download, play with the examples, or even create their own examples. And also to come back to us. I mean, to feel free to use the discussions, to trigger the discussion if you have questions, or to open issues if something is broken in order to fix it. And we have also available Docker images for NVIDIA GPUs and Intel integrated GPUs. Now, the next part that I want to talk it is regarding the API. 2 weeks ago, we released a new version of Tornado VM, the version 0.15. And this comes with many new changes in the API level. So our goal was to make the API easier for Java programmers in order to use it in a comprehensive manner, so to know how to use and how to express parallelism from Java. But first, I have to make you familiar with the programming model of Tornado VM. And this programming model comes, it is inspired from the heterogeneous programming models like OpenCL and CUDA, the way that these programming models are operating. And in this sense, a Java program can be composed of two parts. The first part is the host code, where it is the actual core of the Java application. And the second part, it is the accelerated code, which actually it is the method or the set of methods that will be offloaded for execution on a GPU. Once we have made this clear, then we can move with the execution model, which it requires first, because the processing will take place on a device, it will have first to move the data from the host code, from the CPU to the actual device, then perform the processing. And once the processing is finished, then the data, the result, will have to be transferred back to the host code. Now, in Tornado VM, in the API of Tornado VM, we have exposed the set of objects and